it's so weird walking off that field with that kind of result. My message to the boys was, I think the energy and intent was there. I think everybody that was at the stadium today could feel that. And sometimes that's good enough to win you a game, just that energy and intent. And sometimes you need to be a little bit more precise, and we lacked some of that precision at crucial times. And against a side like Wasps, you need everything to walk away with the win, even if it's in your own backyard.
Can you put your finger on that, why there wasn't that clarity in the 22? You coughed up a few times. That was probably the difference, wasn't it? Just that little fine margins.
Yeah, so many times out there on the field, it felt like just one more phase of keeping the ball, and someone will walk over it. In the corner, it probably comes down to the fact that you prepare, you do everything you can to go onto that field, and then you concede an intercept try in the first couple seconds of the game, and all of a sudden you're
game plan.
All right, guys, there's a bit of a shock, and then credit to the guys, came back, got the 3 points, started just carving away at it, and. At the end of the first half, that was the difference between the two teams, was that seven-pointer. So then you go in there and you feel pretty good. You get back out there, again, maybe a try that we gave a little bit too easy. And you might feel like you're the team that's doing all the playing, but you all of a sudden start chasing the game. And that's probably when some runners get a little bit flat and some passes get a bit forced.
The set piece was key because the scrum, you dominated for most of the match, but then the line-out failed a bit. It must be so disappointing from a captain's point of view.
Yeah, it's just that's the platform. You don't just lose a set piece. You lose initiative for about 3-4 minutes where you're back on defense or you're back chasing a kick, and the backs look at us to provide good platform for them to strike. We've got some of the most exciting backs in the league. And I think what happens is when you start losing confidence in your own set piece. You know, sometimes some guys take it upon themselves to try a little extra and try a bit harder, try and solve it in ways that it's not doesn't go according to the plan. But that's the game. That's the game right there. Is sometimes you've got to work with what the other team gives you. I feel we were dominant in the scrums, and big shout out to our tight five for working their behinds off there. But then again, just would have loved to have a bit more ascendancy in the lineouts.
Ashley Johnston in the build-up this game says Worcester are much better than the score lines suggest. It's belying their position in the table. Do the boys feel that in the shed? Do they feel that the big result is coming?
I think we did. I think it was tough after last week. I think we were convincingly beaten by Exeter, and it's tough to put any positive spin on that. I guess in a situation like that, you've got one or two choices. You can either start looking for something to blame, or you can just focus on fixing it the next week. And that's what we put our energy in. And then it's really tough to go out there in a game like today where you can't really ask for more from the guys, and you walk off, you don't get a point for what you've put into it. Yes, we feel like we're much better than the results suggested. Yes, we're well aware of the fact that we're not the luckiest team in the league so far this season, but it's the cards we've been dealt, and you also want to be mindful of not falling into that trap of celebrating glorious defeats. It's at the end of the day, rugby is about winning, and that's the kind of culture we need to be chasing. And it's still very much part of our journey is learning how to convert more.
Sure. Just finally from me, how did it feel, captain in the side, and what have you said to Phil about the situation?
It was I was quite surprised actually in the week when Hoggy came to me. It actually, to be honest with you, felt pretty like a natural transition for me, because we do have such a great group of leadership, like senior players in the team. I immediately felt backed up by a lot of the guys out there that makes the job easier. I mean, all you can really ask for is for guys to respond, and that's exactly what I got. And I mean, Phil has been really supportive as well, played a massive role also from the bench and coming on in a time where we needed a little bit of energy, and that's one of our strengths over here, is that we've got a young, exciting bunch of guys coming through, and on the other side of that, you've got some older heads that that kind of provide that little bit of calmness. It's probably something we needed a bit more from today. But again, if you've got the energy and you've got the intent, you know, you sometimes just need a little bit more precision on top of that.